started quite well, to be fair, and then Dave went off and it sort of killed our tempo momentum at the time. The penalty, which didn't look like a penalty, to be fair, but speaking to Jack said he did run into the back of him. They put the brakes on, he ran into the back of him, so fair enough. But a good penalty from Harris. But I thought we were, from minute one to the end, to be honest, we were in total control of the game. I thought we were excellent. Missed too many chances. But, I mean, you can't really complain when we scored six. So it was a good performance.
I spoke to the vice chairman, Peter Varney, at half time, and he said we probably missed the better chances than the ones we converted in the first half.
No, definitely. I mean, to be fair, Cookie was having the worst game I've ever seen him play, and then he scored the best goal he's probably ever going to score. I think it was one of them sort of days, and he played his way into the game off the back of the goal. But no, listen, there was a good performance, and I mean, he scored some terrific goals.
The number of goals you scored, six in total, good to get a bag full of goals when it's such a tight race.
Yeah, it'd be nice to do it every week, wouldn't it? It's just not realistic. I think, no, we performed really well today, and we could have scored more. We've got to keep on creating the chances we've been creating. To be fair, we've done it quite regularly all season. I think we've got players that can create chances individually with combinations, and I think we're dangerous with set pieces. We have got a real goal threat on us across the team. And it was nice to get the goal. So it was a good win.
Andy Drury won man of the match, but I think there were two or three candidates for that today. I mean, Kenny Clark did absolutely nothing wrong at all. Danny Kedwell, some of his cushion headers into the path of other players was just exquisite.
No, I thought Kedge was excellent again. Clark, he was. I thought Jack Powell was as well. Having not played probably since Chelmsford at home, last time he played. I thought he came in today and was outstanding and got his goal. He's trained ever so well. I think you see Mark Phillips come into the team as well, not played since Kidderminster, I don't think. And come in and perform again at the level and get into the level and to the speed of the game straight away is impressive. I think they've trained really hard, them lads that haven't been in the team. And you can see the spirit amongst them as well, to come in, slot in and do the job for the team.
What was interesting, when you got the fourth goal, the celebrations were very muted. It was like the players were almost relieved that they got it. It certainly wasn't job done, because you went and got two more goals. You know, they were at it all the way through the game, weren't they?
They put themselves under pressure to score goals and create a chance. I think that's what we do at fear of the club and the change room. That's what we're like. We want to excel, we want to do well. I think if we have missed chances, I think the players do feed it and they want to score goals.
Is your job now like an orchestra leader, just fine-tuning and directing them and guiding them and setting out the plan, but the players have got their own motivation?
Listen, I don't think I have to motivate the players. I think if I have to, then they shouldn't really be here. I think players should be able to motivate themselves. I think we have got, obviously, a plan of how we're playing and what we're doing, and that's my job, and we've done it for 18 months since I've been here. And we continue to do that, but I think at the minute the players are performing really, really well, and we hope it continues.